Welcome to the Lost Stop Podcast and the fifth edition of the Trans-Pyrenees Race, supported by our race partners, Albion and Ride with GPS. The sun has risen on day 7 at TPR number 5. Maxi Magut, Cap 80, rolled into San Sebastian at just gone midnight last night to win this year's race. Control Team 1 and our fantastic volunteers at the finish are now getting ready to welcome both our second and third place riders. After almost 2,000 kilometers of riding, Tim DeVita, Cat 111, has spent the night chasing down Thomas Bury, Cat 109, and he got within touching distance on the final parkour into the city. But with one final push, it's Thomas who rides in at 8:42 to take second position.
We had a good battle.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. I turned and it was behind him.
Yeah.
Behind me. I think I went up like 400 on what on the hill. I couldn't like proper push for since I saw you.
Yeah.
My quads was absolutely horrific, and then it's crazy because when I saw him, the body just switch. And like six weeks ago, I was in the hospital with my broken vertebrae. I came and I got what I was looking for. It's just a full race. And whether it's second or first, I don't really care, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I put everything on the table. And when I saw Tim behind me, I was like, okay, it's go time really. You need to really dig deep. I'm also pleased to see, you know, with the context of the last 6 weeks, to be able to pull a performance like this, it's just, I was like, okay. I mean, I'm telling you this, but I will need a couple of days.
Just 15 minutes later, barely any time at all on a race this long, an exhausted Tim DeVita joins Thomas at the finish line. He's put in quite the shift to give those dot watchers back home an exciting conclusion to the hunt for podium places.
I know, it's a great way to finish a 2,000 kilometer bike race.
Yeah.
It's tradition to end third.
Yeah, that's all you know.
And it's tradition to end somewhere around 9 o'clock in the morning. And it's tradition to race for the finish.
Tim is joined by Thomas to congratulate each other and reflect on the night's pursuit.
When I saw you back, just on at the bottom of this hill, and I went straight up. Man, I was full gas.
Yeah, the beginning was not so steep.
Yeah,
and there I was okay, but as soon as it got steep, I felt like, okay, it's not going to work, because I have been chasing you for like 60 kilometers or something. Like 60 kilometers full gas. And then, yeah, when it comes to then taking over, then it was like, yeah, me too.
What a night, huh?
It was, this is what I say, this is a nice way to finish.
What a night. I was checking on you on the tracker, and I was like thinking about me, are you fucking slow? But he's doing the same stuff, like stopping and then moving and then stopping.
That's also why I didn't know what to do. So I was like, okay, I'm going to just have a nap. And then I thought, okay, I mean, I don't want to. Why do we make it difficult for both of us? Yeah, I mean, like, we could just like both sleep 5 hours really nicely and just cycle to the finish.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and then I was thinking like, but maybe not.
Why are we doing that as well?
I mean, it's you who did it, and I also did it, but it was our own choice.
Back on the Ray Parkour, Control Team 2 are out talking to riders. We're at that stage in the race where consecutive long, hard days in the saddle are really affecting both our riders' mood and their ability to push on. But for Rael Massink, Cat 100, the privilege of being able to experience these incredible mountains in this most unique of ways provides more than enough motivation.
Spirits are high. Body is feeling the toll. But you come up here over the top, that's amazing.
You can see Pic du Midi from here.
Is that Pic du Midi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Above the Tourmalet.
Yeah, I guess I'm going up the Tourmalet now. Yeah, amazing, these calls and this parkour. It's, yeah, so it's a hell of a parkour. My God.
Have you ridden up Tourmalet before?
No, I never. Well, I did ridden a little bit in the Spanish side of the Pyrenees, but not like this. Yeah, this is unreal to go over all these calls all at the same time. Yesterday night I went to Peresuert. Yeah, you also know it from back in the days, from as a child watching the Tour de France. And then it's a beautiful, because it goes really long, the hill. It's really nice. And actually here, you saw the old timers pass by.
Yeah, we saw a few classic cars, an old Citroën. I'm not sure what the others were.
I really felt like an original randonneur back in the days with these old vehicles going by.
Tobias Johansson, Cat 114, has been busy dealing with a broken wheel.
I hit the big rock or something in the night there.
Is it still broken? Is that what this noise is?
It's a new one. This is a new one.
What's the noise I can hear?
Oh, that's the bike. It's falling apart. But yeah, the carbon rim was totally cracked. Well, piece like that. So I had to, the last 10 kilometers, I just had to slowly roll down to the hotel. And then I checked online, and 3 minutes from the hotel by foot there was a bike shop. So I go there this morning when they open at 10, and they say, well, I have a odd leftover Bontrager front wheel that you can buy cheap if you want. So
perfect.
Well, that's fortunate. Perfect.
So I get going again.
That's amazing. It even looks like it could be paired with the rear wheel. You know when sometimes people have a slightly shallower profile rim on the front than on the rear. It looks like you've done it deliberately. You've got well lucky there.
Yeah, I got really lucky. So, because I was thinking, okay, that's it. I have to call it a quit now. But then I was really lucky. So I'm happy to get going again.
Andrew Brunton, Cat number 4.
I had this thought that I would be able to catch in 10th place. That's like the dream. Like, I've been working towards this for like 3 years, because I just wanted to be in the top 10. And like, yeah, so it's really close, but I think I'm pretty happy with top 12.
It's good to see you in race mode, because every time we've seen you so far, you've been efficient, but we've generally been stopping to chat to you.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to try to have one stop a day where like there's 5-10 minutes where I just switch off, and then everything else is just fully on, and take it really seriously. When I checked into the hotel last night, the woman was really nice, but she was like, she said, I'm keeping the hotel open for a couple of extra days because of all these cyclists coming through, and I really care about them coming off the mountain, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's really nice. And she asked how I was doing. I was like, I'm super happy. I'm happy with my place. And she was like, well, we had the fast people here yesterday. And I was like, well, I still looked at her and I just said, I don't care. I'm never going to be. I'm not genetically gifted enough to be in the top 3, top 5. But if I work really, really hard, maybe I can get top 10. And so this is where we are right now.
It's still in reach.
Oh yeah, but I'm not disappointed at all. I'm just really proud of myself.
Yeah.
So, fuck everyone else.
You should be.
Alvin Escajeda, Cat number 3, is also keen to finish as high up the leaderboard as possible. But he has other things to look forward to at the finish line as well.
I'm thinking about the final parkour. And that's one beer and one cigarette for every col we climbed. So that's like, what, 25?
What do you mean, one beer and one cigarette at the finish line?
You consume one for each mountain you climbed.
Have you already done that?
No.
They're waiting for you at the end, are they?
That's the final parkour. That's what I'm thinking about. But I'm like, okay, is that... It's going to be really late tomorrow, probably.
Are you thinking at all about your ranking now?
Yes and no. I know I'm like getting there, but I don't know if I'm counting right. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm there, but so many of the spots seem so far gone. So I know there's someone ahead of me kind of close. I just passed somebody, But then I think beyond that, they're too far gone. So maybe I'll stop and enjoy myself, or I'll just finish and hate myself. We'll see.
It's not over till it's over.
I know.
Race coordinator Andrew Phillips speaks to Gabriel Maldonado, Cap 45, who looks like he may have had a shoe change at some point in the race. Like many other riders out on the road, he's also been listening to this very podcast too.
You got some flats?
I have some what?
Some flat pedals.
Yeah. I've been, you know that rule? That one of the 10 rules, don't use new stuff when you have feet burning, man, all since day one. So I've been struggling and there were no shoes of my size. So at least this I can change the good option. So funny, the podcast, man. I was laughing how contagious love has that guy about the freak up here, you know, that.
The petit filou.
No, the feet.
The ice cream with the shape of it. Yeah. It's called frigo pie in Espanol. Pie means foot, feet.
Yes.
Foot. Yeah. And he was laughing so funny in the podcast.
Yesterday, Hannah caught up with Will Ward, Cap 121, while stocking up at a supermarket. She's found him again today for another check on his latest food haul. The endless resupplies have also got Will thinking about the challenge people take on when riding plastic free.
I've got some yellow plums that I'm going to put with my regular colour. Regular plum, not messy. I'm particularly excited about this. A ginger recharge.
One shot thing. Recharge toi.
So that's going to be good. And a children's drink. So there
and
you
a,
go.
And a box of bio brownies.
A box of bio brownies, yeah.
That is quite an expensive haul.
It's quite an expensive haul. Yeah, I assume there's a cheaper shop in this town, but
not at 2 p.m.
Yeah, not that I could see. So,
one thing I will say, I mean, I know I realise I'm saying this as I've walked out of the most expensive shop in the Pyrenees, but like people that do these things plastic free, man, that is next level. Like just the amount of waste that you create is insane, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just so convenient having plastic. And that's why everyone does it. And trying to do it while minimising waste takes effort.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
you've really got to go out of your way to do it.
Yeah.
Even in this like eco bio shop, everything's packaged in plastic.
These, like, covered in plastic and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, I could have got a big, you know, I could have filled a wooden box full of fruit, and you know, I could have gone like full old French man.
Difficult to fit it on your bike though, isn't it? You'd have to balance it on the aero bars.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I'd achieve that, but
it's just after 2 p.m. on day 7, and in San Sebastian, the fourth rider to complete TPR number 5 rolls into the finish. Lucas Stripmatter, Cap 76, has put in a really strong performance all week and is rewarded with a place only just outside the podium positions.
I have never ridden so far as yesterday and today.
Oh, really? Like,
altitude meters, I mean.
Yeah.
I got 11,500. It's insane.
How are you feeling?
Tired. Lost for words.
You've done a great race. You've ridden really well.
Yeah, I'm happy I'm here.
Yeah.
So at some point I thought, well, I'm going to quit once again. But now I'm here.
Yeah.
What made you change your mind?
Not again the defeat of quitting or scratching a race. Yeah.
In another amazingly tight finish, just 11 minutes later, Thomas Rongen, Cap 119, arrives in San Sebastian to complete our top 5 of this year's TPR.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm pretty happy. Yes. The last day was nice to chase a bit.
Yeah.
Normally it can be pretty boring, but now it gets you along. So I liked it. Yeah.
I was already thinking, like, you're racing like for 6 days and then, like, you can do like so many things differently.
like a conversation about the McDonald's, for example. It could be shorter.
Yeah. Oh,
twice. Yeah. Twice.
So it's my fault.
Maybe. But no, we can have a conversation.
It's okay now, the clock stopped.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It's been nice that whenever we've seen you, you have seemed like you're having fun.
Yeah.
You've had a smile on your face and like a little like glint in your eye. It's been good.
Yeah. But it's always nice to see people along the way because it can be pretty lonely. So then I really like to talk.
You?
No.
No, right, yeah, then just have because then you're going to be alone for how many hours? Like,
yeah.
Back on the Ray Parkour, Hannah talks to Jonas Weisbach, Cap 65. With the possibility of reaching San Sebastian now coming into focus, he's one of many riders trying to do the maths and work out when and how they're going to get there.
Calculation already starting a little bit, so
the calculation,
like when going to the finish line and how hard to push or not to push, to just enjoy or push. I don't know.
When do you think you'll get there?
Well, that depends. I'm still calculating, so I don't want to jinx it. So I don't know.
Are you just thinking about trying to get there as fast as possible, or are you thinking about who else is around you on the road and trying to beat someone there?
Oh no, not really. I mean, I do dot watch a fair bit. It's just fun to see who's around and people that I met on the road, if they're catching up or not. But I'm not like racing against anybody else, but just against myself.
Henning Zudo, Cap 54, is also doing some calculations.
Yeah, I'm calculating how near I get to Tourmalet. But this night I definitely will need a hotel. It's like the last time I had a shower was at the Mediterranean Sea, just the night before Parkour 5.
Yes. Well, you're making very light work of this gravel. We're on quite a steep gradient here on the Col de Portillon, where riders go off-road, and it's quite a rocky track underneath with a bit of gravel on top, and you're making it look pretty easy.
Yeah, doesn't feel easy, but I have a really small gearing. Yeah, I'm getting used to it, I guess, after one or another climb like this.
Yeah.
I have the opportunity to get up and cycle or climb standing. And I think that's a good thing for this rocky.
Yeah, you've got plenty of traction. Yeah. It's a solid surface. Yeah. Going well. All right, good to see you and keep riding well.
See you later.
Good luck finding a hotel tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Timo Kellner and Marcus Barden, caps 137 A and B, are still the leading riders in the pairs category. The gravel continues to provide challenges, but the duo are looking ahead to San Sebastian, in particular the finishers party, which takes place in 2 days' time on Saturday evening.
Well, it's quite rough today. We started early at 3:30 and already did quite some climbing, so that's good. But we want to get some more climbs done, and the gravel is actually slowing us down a lot, and what looked to be like just a small segment in the last climb was actually quite rough in the uphill. So yeah, looking forward to some smooth tarmac. The goal is to be there for the finisher party on Saturday, so we need to push a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, it's Thursday today, you've got two more days.
Yeah, two quite big days, but it's beautiful up there. Like the mountain passes with the colors, like all the foliage, the red and yellow colors. And a lot of horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Hannah finds Joost Klarenbeek, Cap 66.
Can you remember the pizza crackers I bought yesterday?
Yeah.
Also one big mistake. The driest things I've ever ate.
Did they have any good flavor though?
No. No, yeah. Not that I can really taste at the moment.
What stage are you at with your desire to eat food?
I'm done eating. Yeah. I'm ready to eat something delicious, something with actual flavor, something that is actually healthy. I would love a good tomato. Yeah.
Cap The Ray Parkour is playing its familiar dual roles. It's both the beauty and the beast. The 30 cols and glorious views provide a stunning backdrop to what is an extremely difficult and demanding route for our riders. One person who can forget about the raid for another year, though, is Julien Roussard, Cap 68. He's now approaching San Sebastian and is about to become the sixth rider into the finish. This is Julien's third TPR and another brilliant performance.
You must be very happy.
Yeah. I'm tired, of course, but very happy. Yeah. Very great. Beautiful. Yeah. Really nice weather. Just a shower 2 hours ago to be clean.
Nice. I thought you looked really fresh.
Yeah. This is my first time.
Yeah.
And if it continue to increase in difficulty, I think it will be very, very, very hard.
Okay. Were there any highlights for you? Is there anything that you particularly enjoyed this year?
As the first parkour, parkour one.
Yeah.
Parkour one. I was at a good time.
Yeah.
With the sunset.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really, really great. Yeah. And of course the sea. Because we do the same pass.
Round by.
It was a checkpoint.
Fer de Capbert was TPR number two.
Yes. And he did it in the morning, and this time it was in the evening, so it was really, really nice.
Yeah.
With the moon was perfect.
Here's race director David Eyre with a summary of the day.
It's been a fantastic day down here at the finish line in San Sebastian. So we had our race winner arrive in the very early hours of this morning, so just after midnight. Maxime Agut arrived at the finish line, tired but a happy man. Yeah, congratulations to Max, really happy for him. It was nice to see his family and friends all at the finish line to cheer him in as well. So they'd driven over from Arrow, where he lives in the Pyrenees. So that was a really nice kind of touching moment there as well. Then in the early hours of this morning, we had the culmination of the race for second and third place, so to round out the podium. Thomas Bury ultimately coming out on top in that, and Tim De Vitter taking third place. That is another third for Tim, having finished twice on the podium at TCR as well, on numbers 9 and 10. So a really exciting piece of racing there to round out those podium places. Also really happy to see Lucas Stripmatter, Thomas Rongen and Julien Roussard arrive over the course of the afternoon as well. Lucas, who said he was coming here and was just hoping to finish, has done a lot more than that. Finishing fourth overall, putting in a really strong performance, showing those kind of great technical off-road riding skills to get himself through safely. Thomas Rongen has been a real asset on the race in many ways. He's been, every time we've seen him, he's been having so much fun, always got a few words for the media team, always got a smile on his face. It's really nice to see someone enjoying themselves like so thoroughly when they're taking on something like a challenge as difficult as this ultimately. And then Julien Roussard, so coming back for a third go at the Trans-Pyrenees as well, really calm and composed, spoke quite a lot about the fact that a lot of his race was truly solo, so too far behind the riders in front of him and too far ahead of the riders behind him put him in a unique position where he was for a lot of the time alone in the mountains, and he spoke about the kind of serenity and the beauty of that, which I think is a really nice way to experience this race as well. Yeah, we're looking at the rest of the top 10 coming in over tomorrow. It looks to be a tight spot. There's plenty of people competing for those different places as well, so it'll be exciting to see how that all pans out overnight. There's still lots to play for, so I can imagine people really pushing hard to make it to the finish. And really looking forward to being down there with the volunteers and the rest of the team to see how that all unfolds.
Join us in our next episode, where we hope to complete our top 10 riders at TPR number 5. Hopefully, we'll also get to hear from our two fastest women in the race, Helene Fromenty, Cap 52, and Leila Sabuti, Cap 72. They are both around halfway through the Ray Parkour, with fewer than 50 kilometres between them. With just two more days to go, most of our riders will also begin to have thoughts of San Sebastian and being there for that finishers party. You can read Stuart's daily race reports from the road on the Lost Stop website, and get regular updates across all our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Albion and Ride with GPS.